Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Greeting you in Jesus' name, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and you're in tune with the power of Pentecost. Join with us now as we worship Him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. And turning to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. Well, that's one way that the Lord speaks to us, is with a still, small voice. Thank you for worshiping with us. If it's convenient and possible, I hope you can let somebody else know that we're here. Sister Linda and I want, at the end of this service, for you to know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. And we trust and pray that God will anoint us and use us in some way through a song or a little comment we make or a scripture we read, somehow or another, to touch your heart. And if you don't know who Jesus is, you too can come to know Him even in this little short time. Whether you're one step from God or a million steps from God, all it takes is one little prayer and the Lord will forgive you of your sins and you can come back home and walk with Him. Praise the Lord. Let's keep our mind on the Lord. Those of you that are Christians today, why don't you pray that the Lord use this service to speak to some heart. From the Sing His Praise hymnal, page 306, let's sing Amazing Grace. Most of you know this. Let's sing it and let's worship Him.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began.
I'm going to ask Sister Linda to continue to play that, and we'll probably sing that again for our prayer hymn. Turning to the Word of God, the precious promise for today, Exodus 15 and 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. We're thankful today for the grace of God. There's no other word to describe it but amazing. G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. We're thankful today for what grace does. Grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. Grace is a good teacher. Let's pray. We thank you, Lord, today for your mercy. We thank you for leading your people, the people that you have redeemed, like Moses said here. We're thankful, Lord, that you've guided us in your strength unto your holy habitation. Lord, we can't even have a heartbeat. We can't take a breath. We can't hear a word or take a step without the grace of God. Lord, we thank you today for your mercy extended to us and bringing us into a graceful situation. I pray you'll undertake today, should someone in this audience be unsaved, I pray you'll speak to their heart. May this be the day, Lord, that someone finds you as his or her Savior. Should someone be repenting right now, I pray, Lord, you'll forgive them of that sin. Lord, hear their prayer. Honor their faith. Lord, rescue them before it's too late. Snatch them from the hands of Satan. Lord, lift them up above the shadows and plant their feet on higher ground. Lord, and set their sights and affections upon things above. Lord, and set them in a new direction as they begin their Christian journey. Have your way in our lives today, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise him now. Let's worship and sing it again. Sing it with us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Hallelujah. I trust you're sensing the presence of the Lord. Have your notepad and pencil ready. At the end of the service, I'll try to give you some contact information. But we're going to continue our worship of the Lord. Page 305, sing with us another song about grace. His grace is sufficient for me.
Many times I'm tried and tested, as I travel day by day. Oft I meet with pain and sorrow, and there's trouble in the way. But I have the sweet assurance that my soul the Lord will lead, and in him there is strength for every need. Oh, his grace is sufficient for me. and His love is abundant and free.
So free.
Oh, what joy fills my soul just to know that His grace is sufficient for me. When the tempter brings confusion and I don't know what to do, on my knees I turn to Jesus, for I know He'll see me through. Then despair is changed to victory, every doubt just melts away, and in Him there is hope for every day. Oh, His grace is sufficient for me.
For me.
And His love is abundant and free.
So free.
Oh, what joy fills my soul just to know that His grace is sufficient for me. Oh, sing it with us now. Oh, His grace is sufficient for me. And His love is abundant and free. Oh, what joy fills my soul just to know that His grace is sufficient for me. Well, let's sing verse 2 again. When the tempter brings confusion, listen, and I don't know what to do, on my knees I turn to Jesus, for I know He'll see me through. Then despair is changed to victory, every doubt just melts away, and in Him there is hope for every day. Oh, worship Him now with us. Oh, His grace is sufficient for me.
For me.
And His love is abundant and free. Oh, what joy fills my soul just to know that His grace is sufficient for me. Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for worshiping with us. Join us each weekday for the power of Pentecost. Send any mail, offerings, prayer requests, song requests to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And our website, the broadcasts are all there, www.pentecostalradio.org. Just click listen online. You can hear the service anytime. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Oh, His grace is sufficient for me. And His love is abundant and free.